This month, a breakthrough in bowel cancer screening could save thousands of lives each year. Confusion over reports that five a day may not be as beneficial as we first thought. And a private members' bill to protect children from sunbeds finally becomes law. I'm Sally Staples from Cancer Research UK. A five-minute screening test could cut the number of people who develop bowel cancer by a third and save thousands of lives each year. A 16-year study by the Medical Research Council, the NHS and Cancer Research UK showed that a one-off flexiscope test between the ages of 55 and 64 could pick up precancerous lumps in the bowel. These lumps, called polyps, can be removed before they develop into cancer. The results of the study are so significant that Cancer Research UK is calling on the government to introduce Flexiscope alongside the current bowel screening programme. Our science blogger, Henry Scowcroft, talked about the benefits of the new test.
The current national bowel screening test picks up traces of blood in a person's stools, which are a sign of cancer that's already growing. But the new Flexiscope test can spot precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they even get a chance to develop into tumours. So not only is it detecting cancer at an early stage, it's also preventing it, which will make a real difference to saving lives.
For years, we've been advised to eat five portions of fruit and veg a day to cut the risk of getting cancer and other diseases. But headlines this month claim that five a day would not significantly cut cancer risk. A new report from EPIC, the biggest ever study on diet and cancer, showed that five a day only had a modest effect on protecting against the disease. But although the headlines may sound surprising, the results don't actually alter our health advice. Jessica Harris from our health information team explains why it's still worth getting your five a day.
This study looked at cancer overall, and so it's not really surprising that it didn't show a very big impact, because we know that fruit and vegetables are only really likely to affect about three types of cancer anyway. So, of course, if you look at the whole picture, it's not likely to have a very big effect. It's also important to remember that eating fruit and vegetables is very good for you in other ways as well. For example, it can protect you against other chronic diseases. And also, we know that people who eat a lot of fruit and vegetables find it easier to keep a healthy body weight, and doing that is one of the best ways to reduce your risk of cancer. It all fits into a bigger lifestyle picture. And of course, even a small reduction in cancer risk is still an important contribution.
And we've taken an in-depth look at that story on our blog, scienceblog.cancerresearchuk.org. A private members' bill to protect children from the dangers of sunbeds has made it onto the statute books in the final days of the government and will become law within a year. The bill was put forward by the MP Julie Morgan with support from Cancer Research UK and will prevent children under 18 from using sunbeds in England and Wales. Scotland has already brought in similar legislation. Our head of policy, Sarah Woolnough, explains why the new law is such good news.
Thanks to the Sunbeds Act, it is illegal for under 18s to use sunbeds. Cancer Research UK really welcomes this and has worked hard to support the Act. Skin cancer rates in the UK have been rising rapidly, and we know that sunbed use is a contributing factor. So we're very pleased that the legislation has passed. We will continue to work over the next year or so to strengthen the legislation to ensure that all salons are staffed and that clear, accurate health information for adult users is displayed.
Last month, Cancer Research UK launched the National Children's Cancer Trials Team in Birmingham. The team will coordinate children's cancer trials across the UK and will make important advances in treating children with cancer. Dr. Kat Arney from our science information team went to find out more. She spoke to Dr. Pam Kearns, who will lead the team in Birmingham.
Every year, around 1,500 children are diagnosed with cancer in the UK, and around 300 lives are lost to the disease. Cancer Research UK is investing over £700,000 in the Children's Cancer Trial Team, as well as funding additional clinical trials for children with cancer. I started by asking Dr. Kearns to explain more about the role of the new trials team.
This team has been established to take on the role of managing and developing children's cancer trials for the UK. So there's been a long tradition of doing paediatric cancer and leukaemia trials, not just in the UK, but across the world. It's run within a network which is called the Childhood Cancer and Leukaemia Group, the CCLG, which is a group of professionals working in 21 treatment centres around the country. And as of the 1st of April, Birmingham have been awarded the opportunity to host the coordinating centre for the clinical trials run within that network. So the reason I think this is a great opportunity is that the Cancer Research Clinical Trials Unit in Birmingham has been existed for 25 years, and it's been running adult cancer trials throughout that time, and has a wealth of experience in that development, and has an enormous backlog of expertise and critical mass of people who know how to run clinical trials and know how to develop clinical trials. So children's trials will benefit from that expertise.
And why is it so important to do trials in childhood cancer?
I'm sure, as you know, at the moment we are actually doing quite well with cure rates for children with cancer. 1,500 children are diagnosed with cancer a year in the UK, and over the last 2 to 3 decades, the survival rates for those children have increased dramatically, with an average of around about 75% surviving cancer now. But within that figure, there's also some cancers that are still not doing very well. And even for those where we have very good survival rates, over 80, 90%, the intensity of the treatment means that there are both acute and long-term side effects which have an impact on the quality of survival of children. So our aim at the moment with clinical trials is to, one, improve the survival for those difficult to treat cancers. And the best way to do that is asking good research questions in the context of a clinical trial. But also in clinical trials going forward, we need to address the issue of quality of life and look at the way our cancer drugs work and bring new cancer drugs in that will have less impact on quality of life in the future.
We have a long history of running childhood cancer trials here in the UK, but obviously, not very many children in the UK do get cancer. How do you get enough people to take part in trials?
There's been an enormous ethos built up through the CCRG, the Childhood Cancer and Leukaemia Group, over many decades of encouraging families to participate in clinical trials. So actually, although there isn't a total number of children with cancer, isn't very high, the number of children that actually participate in clinical trials as a proportion of that total is very high. And I think that is for two reasons. One is the enormous willingness of families to help on an altruistic basis the future for other children. So when you discuss clinical trials with them, they're very willing to participate because they believe it will help other families in the future. And on the other side of that, there's the members of the CCRG, the paediatric oncologists and haematologists around the UK, are very committed to delivering good clinical research for children and are prepared to put in the time and effort it takes to not only develop the trials and understand the trials, but discuss with families the advantages of clinical trials. And I think putting those two things together gives us our high recruitment rates.
And what sort of trials are you going to be coordinating from the Birmingham Centre? Are there any particularly exciting ones that are coming up?
I've been asked this question a few times, and as I said before, they are all exciting. You know, we wouldn't be doing them if we didn't think they were exciting. In the first instance, we're transferring a portfolio of 9 trials that are already up and running, and that's a range of trials covering all sorts of different diseases, including some types of childhood brain tumours, childhood leukaemias, and childhood sarcomas and other types of what we call solid tumours in children. Going forward, we already have in development another 12 trials that are at different stages of development, 2 of which we anticipate will open later this year. One for acute lymphoblastic leukaemia, which is the most common type of childhood cancer, and we hope that will open in December 2010. And we have another trial, which is a CIUK-funded trial, what we call a phase 1 trial. And this is a trial of a brand new agent that we're going to evaluate whether it is of benefit to children with cancer under the age of 12. So this is a new drug, which we hope in the future, if it shows signs of being promising, can get incorporated into other trials and standard practice in the future. So that's quite an exciting development. And we hope that will open August, September this year.
What would be your message to Cancer Research UK supporters who want to support children's cancer research, and also to the families of children affected by cancer?
Well, I think the most important message I'd like to send out is a big thank you to all families of children with cancer who have contributed to clinical trials over the last few decades, and I know we'll continue to do that, because without them, we couldn't make progress with childhood cancer. And the second message is a big thank you to Cancer Research UK, who are investing £700,000 a year into supporting our children's cancer trials team, and are giving additional support support for each of the trials that we do. And obviously they couldn't do that without the fantastic fundraising that goes on from Cancer Research UK supporters. So really a very big thank you to all those people that are raising money for Cancer Research UK.
You can find out more about Cancer Research UK's work into childhood cancer from the Research Highlights section of our News and Resources website. That's info.cancerresearchuk.org.
That was Dr. Kat Arney speaking to Dr. Pam Kearns. We'll be back next month with all the latest cancer news. Until then, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CR_UK.